You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. This is Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. This hour takes a route through a sequence shaped largely by Japanese pop, rock, electronic music, and soundtrack composition. But it isn't intended as a survey of Japanese music. It's a movement through memory, longing, reinvention, and emotional distance. We begin with the Back Number and Huey Ishiaki, two songs that approach intimacy through the language of guitar-led pop and singer-songwriter music. They are followed by Masaki Tsuda, whose work belongs to a contemporary culture in which music, cinema, television, and performance continually overlap. Then Official Hij Dandyism bring the scale and collective energy of live performance. Their version of Pretender turns private emotional uncertainty into something shared across an arena. Throughout this hour, listen for the tension between direct feeling and carefully designed sound. Some tracks seem to speak with an exposed individual voice. Others create complete imaginative worlds around that voice. There are songs about forgetting, songs about what we really wanted, songs that revisit the past through remixing and rearrangement, and songs that place ordinary relationships inside cosmic, theatrical, or philosophical settings. Perhaps distraction sometimes means turning away from experience, but music can also do the opposite. It can return us to an experience we thought we had forgotten, or show us that what we remembered has already changed. This is Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Moonlight, 新しい夜明けは明日。 しなきゃ食べ過ぎ食べ過ぎでもバイトでガミガミ言われてどうしよう食べ過ぎ食べ過ぎはあ、あの映画館行ってあの映画見て
バイトやめたいけどいただきます楽しみますああ最近まかないが美味しくて
できて苦味が欲しいの締めのカフェインかまして平和になったって腹はぐるぐるなるんだって平和になったって腹はぐるぐるなるんだって
世界一うまいもの映画館のポップコーンキャラメルとソフトハーフアンドハーフロー世界一うまいもの映画館のポップコーンキャラメルとソフトハーフアンドハーフロー
新さん
予想通りいざ始まれば一人芝居だずっとそばにいたって結局ただの観客だ感情のない I'm sorry それはいつも通り慣れてしまえば悪くはないけど君とのロマンスは人生から続きはしないことをもっと違う設定でもっと違う関係で出会える世界線選べたらよかったもっと 違う性格でもっと違う価値観で愛を伝えられたらいいな。そう願っても無駄だから、グッバイ。君の運命の人は僕じゃない、辛いけど否めない、でも離れがたいのさ。その髪に触れただけで痛い、いやでも甘い、ピンとこなくて飛行機の窓から見下ろした知らない街の夜景みたいな。もっと違う設定でもっと違う関係で出会える世界線選べたらよかった。至って純な心で叶った恋を抱きしめて、好きだとか無責任に言えたらいいな。そう願っても虚しいのさ。See you.
So far, we've moved from romantic memory into a more theatrical and cinematic space. Emotional experience has been close to the surface, combined with a contemporary pop sensibility. Expanded private feeling shifted into the scale of a live arena performance. The next part of the sequence moves towards imagined worlds, philosophical questions, and more volatile forms of expression. They bring language of soundtrack composition, music designed not simply to accompany a story, but to suggest a world beyond what can be seen. Naotara Moriyama returns us to the human voice and the songwriter tradition. Then Radwimps and Seke Nowaware shift the move towards existential uncertainty, conflict and contradiction. The question running beneath these tracks is simple. Does music help us understand what we feel? Or does it give the feeling a form before we can fully understand it?
それでも息が狂う しいよ。あの日の君がそこにいても、いつか形を変えて会えるなら、悲しみ
何か目を閉じてもこぼれそうな気が れっぽっちも似ていませんように。寝る前に毎晩手を合わせるんだ。そんなこと言うといつも君は僕に見てほしいなんて言うの。そんなのは絶対嫌だよ。して言うなら俺のこのハッピー運とラッキー運だけは一つずつ染色体に乗せてあげてほしいな。
そこにはきっとラブが必要で、争いあって笑う。 is love.
That section moved between interior reflection and larger social questions. Brad Wimps brought urgency and emotional instability. Seke no Owari, examined the uneasy relationship between love, peace and violence, and she's introduced Proust into the sequence, the writer most closely associated with memory recovered through sensation. The final part of the hour turns towards reworking and transformation. Takeya Kawasaki revisits earlier material through remixing. Yellow Magic Orchestra take us back to one of the foundations of Japanese electronic pop. Second Action then rearrange a familiar song, allowing it to return in a changed form. These tracks suggest that memory isn't a fixed archive. Each return alters what is remembered. A remix, a live version, or a rearrangement doesn't simply reproduce the past. It creates a conversation between the person we were and the person listening now.
Sherry, Kimi no koe ga kikoeru. Sherry, naite iru no, warahatte iru no, wakachi ae wa tariru mono de, hoshi ga reba tarinai. Sherry, Kimi no koe ga kikoeru. Sherry, naite iru no, warahatte iru no. Aishi aeba tarinu mono de kobamu nara tarinai. Oh,
Sherry, 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 Sherry. 君の声におやすみ。
지 마.
We've moved through several different worlds of Japanese music: guitar-led pop, singer-songwriter music, piano rock, arena performance, alternative rock, techno-pop, television and animation soundtracks, and contemporary electronic rearrangements. What connects these tracks isn't a single genre or scene. It's a recurring concern with memory, identity and transformation. Back Number asked what remains when somebody is eventually forgotten. She's brought us close to Proust's idea that memory may return unexpectedly through sensation. Kawasaki and Second Action showed how older material can be remade rather than simply preserved. And Yellow Magic Orchestra reminds us that technological sound can carry emotion, unease, and atmosphere just as powerfully as an acoustic voice. Yoshitaka Fujimoto closes the hour with music that works like an afterimage, a brief emotional space left behind when the larger narrative has ended. Perhaps that is one of the things music does best. It leaves traces. Not complete explanations, not fixed conclusions, but fragments of feelings that continue after the sound itself has stopped. Distraction in that sense may not be a refusal to pay attention. It may be another form of attention, a way of moving sideways, until something previously hidden becomes audible. This has been Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. The complete track listing is available with the programme blog at robwatsonmedia.net, and you can follow on social media at robwmedia. Thanks for listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.